Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful as always that you're here with us. By the way, we do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour. Good stuff. Over the past year, we've shared with you many stories about the economic impact that cycling and trails have on the metro area. And when there's a positive return, folks tend to get involved and do some amazing things. In studio with us this afternoon are two folks from the Waukee Trailhead Public Art Project. Welcome to the News Hour. This is Jim and Jim Miller and Randy Jensen. Welcome to the News Hour. Glad to have you both here.
Thank you, Michael.
So let's start with this, Randy. Before we before you were involved with the Trailhead Project, tell us what it is that you do when you're not raising money and doing good.
I'm recently retired from Wells Fargo.
Oh, congratulations.
29 years.
Very good. So you're out.
Yes, and my wife is affiliated with the Raccoon River Valley Trail Association. In fact, she's the current chairman.
Really?
So there's a little connection there as to how I got...
Chuck Offenberger, you see him every
absolutely.
Once in a while?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can imagine so.
Absolutely.
Chuck Offenberger's a great friend. And Jim, what do you do when you're not working on community development projects?
I'm a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley.
Very good. All right. So... this is kind of interesting. The project that you're working on has the word art in it, which is a little scary for some of us. You know, you go, oh my gosh, what are we going to have? The Mona Lisa sitting out there? So tell us about this art form that's being done and where else projects like this have happened.
Okay. Well, the whole concept began with a group of folks in Waukee getting together and saying, you know, we've got this trailhead. There's a lot of people coming out to ride bikes on it. Should we do something more with it? And if we're going to do something more, what do we do? So we got to talking about public art, and then the conversation was, well, how do you do that? Do you go through a catalog and buy a piece of art and then just plunk it down and say, here you go? We thought, nah, that's probably not the right way to do this. So we looked around and found that there were a few companies out there that actually can help you with the whole process, and we ended up hiring RDG and David Dahlquist. So they came in and did a series of public meetings with us and had the community give input on what they thought was significant about this location and what they could envision as a future for it. And from that, the railroad theme kept coming back.
That, sure would, yeah.
You know, Waukee was a railroad town. It's triangular because of the railroad. So, and then the entire trail system is built on railroad right away.
Mm-hmm.
So the railroad theme is what really took off in the artwork. And so now it's the Waukee Railroad pergola in the shadow of the rails. And the railroad tracks would actually be elevated above you as you're
riding. Of course, of course. Now, one of the things that when we talk about an art project like this, and again, people have different concepts of art, but we can point to a couple of these that are already in place. High Trestle Trail being one of those that has created a destination point over there near Madrid, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, they get huge turnouts.
Huge crowds.
Yeah.
Now, while you don't have a huge bridge to go over the river, it's still designed to be a starting off point. Randy Jensen is with us, ladies and gentlemen. So how does this, Randy, in your opinion, how does this impact economic development?
The project actually has gone places we actually didn't even envision as we started it. So we were thinking of it being a destination in the Waukee location. It has now been adopted as a concept to be replicated among the 14 communities located on the entire 89-mile trail corridor.
This is an opportunity to expand this entire look.
It is. When the design through RDG and Dahlquist was developed, it was done in such a way that pieces of this can be replicated, and it can be adopted as a thematic, if you will, for the Raccoon River Valley Trail system, not unlike the High Trestle becomes the theme for the High Trestle
Trail.
This visual in the shadow of the rails becomes the theme, if you will, that can be replicated among the 14 communities.
And what's really nice about that, too, Randy, is that not every community then has to shell out design items for doing this.
Right.
It's already got a thematic that builds through here, so they can end up doing more in their communities.
And beyond that, this is an attractor, what we hope will be a national draw. But once you get on the system and you find your way with these art installations, which are thematic, when you get into the communities, there you find the unique aspects of each community, their history, their cultural and amenities, and the kinds of things that they can offer, which will be unique in each. So it's kind of a double opportunity here, where it draws you in for a common purpose of pulling the trail system together as one art experience, but yet you get in the community. Each community stands alone by their own.
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, and one of the things about this, when we talk about the economic development side of this, Jim, is that we've seen this work in other locations all across the metro, where people gravitate to the trail system for business, which is pretty doggone positive. Now, when you started this project, did people look at you a little askance? Say, what the heck are you guys doing?
You know, not as much as I thought. You know, there's always a few of the naysayers out there, but I was impressed that the folks in Waukee really grabbed a hold of the concept. And we were trying to really focus on Waukee and kind of get it out of the way first before we thought about expanding. Mm-hmm. But last summer, we started getting so much request for information from the other trail communities that we finally did hold a meeting with all the trail communities, and it was a unanimous support to go ahead and have this be a common theme all around the trail.
Excellent. Now, your goal is a bit more than $100,000 in public-private partnership cash.
Times 10.
Times 10.
It's a little over a million.
Ah, so you started on the project back in 2013, right? Mm-hmm. And fundraising, how's it all going? Who's got the numbers?
Well, actually, it's going extremely well. And, of course, this has been grant season this fall. But private, business, corporate, as well as community foundations, we're about 61% of our goal. So we're pushing $700,000 toward that overall project cost.
Excellent. And, you know, one of the things about that, one of the things about that is, again, you can draw from a large audience.
Right.
Yeah, all across the area.
That's been one thing that I think has kind of helped us in our progress on this. Yeah, because it appeals from the artistic standpoint. It appeals from the health standpoint, environmental, educational.
It's the art project in Waukee. It's a trailhead project. So what are the next moves, guys? What are we doing now?
We keep raising money. It was almost exactly a year ago that we really kicked off the fundraising campaign. So, you know, if you had asked us a year ago where would we be at this point in time, I don't know that we would have thought we were this far along. So I think we're all pretty pleased that we're past the halfway point. It's a very laborious project to get those last dollars.
Sure,
but we have identified some grants that we think that this makes sense on. So we're fairly confident that we can get this thing wrapped up and actually see it in the ground.
Now, because it's not only a Waukee adventure, you know, it can really spread across the entire metro, because I know we do. We utilize the trailhead, and we've traveled out of there many times. And so so how can people get involved in this opportunity?
Fundraising would be the number one. Yeah,
I mean,
we would be delighted.
So can people write you a check?
Absolutely, yes.
And how do they go about doing that?
The fundraising, because the site will be owned by the city of Waukee, it's the Waukee Foundation, which is a 501c3 entity. So, yeah, people can contact the Waukee Foundation and make donations to that entity. It is tax deductible.
Can we get there through your website?
Go to the website, which is WaukeeTrailheadArt.org.
Right.
And on there are two ways to give. One is just by paying right online. The other one is you can pull a form down and send in a check.
Yep.
And there's some information on there about the project as well.
Very nice. Thank you guys for coming in and talking.
Thanks for having
Michael.
Us. Appreciate
it.
Exciting stuff.
Well, of course it is, you know, and we're all in. I think this is a fun time, and kudos to you guys. more than just Alice's Road going on in Waukegan.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell you what, who knew, right? Jim Miller and Randy Jensen with the Waukee Trailhead Art Project. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. What a report this will be, up by 18,000 and change today on the markets. Then we'll have the local stock numbers for you, and then the commodity numbers. And that's all ahead of our time with Ethan Davidson from Ruster Sports. We're going to be talking bicycles this half hour as well. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.
Kids are going to ground.